I'm gonna go to Taco Bell and get a blast.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Morning Wonder. I am Earl. This is Travis.
How's it going, folks?
All right. Hey, did you have a wonderful weekend?
Yeah, uneventful. But
yeah, what'd you do?
Nothing. I just watched Elimination Chamber with Mom.
Yeah, we watched that too. That was really good.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
The entire card was really good.
Yeah. I thought we could have did without Lesnar Lashley, because if it's gonna end in a DQ, hit the punch in the balls, then let's just take it off the card. But other than that, I thought everything else was great.
Yeah, the crowd was hot for everything.
Oh, the crowd was way crazy. It was, I believe the FU Roman was that a chant that I heard?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the crowd was hot.
The Men's Elimination Chamber, that was really good.
It was. And it also it showcased a lot of guys that you don't really see a lot on pay-per-views. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like Johnny Gargano, and
there was a big guy, and Montez from the tag team
Street Profits. Yeah, he's gonna be a star.
Yeah, I thought that they were really good. I thought the women's was really good.
Yeah, it was.
Liv Morgan took a super dive bump off the off one of the pods and did a sunset flip on Rachel Rodriguez.
Yeah.
That was crazy bump.
Well, like when Johnny Gargano did that Hurricanrana to Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
It was like, I thought somebody would have gotten hurt, but.
And then they got to open up the cage, and in comes YouTube sensation. What's his face?
Douche McCall.
Yeah. And douche, but it sets it up. Now, okay, so we know that everybody hates him, right?
Yeah.
But how great is that match at WrestleMania going to be?
It's going to be really good.
Now, him and Miz won their tag team match, and he defeated Miz the second WrestleMania. Yeah. So now he's going into WrestleMania 2-0, right?
No.
Oh. Did he lose?
He just won last year with Miz.
Oh, they lost the tag team match?
No, they won it, but
did he lose to Miz last year?
No, and he beat Miz at SummerSlam.
Oh, so it wasn't WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. So
the tag match they had was against the Mysterios.
All right. And then he fought him at SummerSlam, not, I thought it was at WrestleMania. Yeah. So, okay. Well, in that case, you know, he's going to get stomped like a narc at a biker rally when he goes up against Rollins.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah. And then they had the WrestleMania trailers.
Yeah. I saw the Joker one.
Yeah.
And then who was it? Oh, Sami Zayn put on the match of his life.
Yeah.
Yeah. And
sure, if he was in front of his friends and family.
Yeah, and it was a good match, and there was a lot of times where I thought, oh wow, Sammy's actually going to win this, and then no. But I could see him and Owens taking the tag team titles away from the Bloodline.
The Usos, yeah.
So it looks like everybody's losing the title at WrestleMania.
Yeah,
we're gonna have new tag champs. We're gonna have new or. Or they're going to make you think we're going to have new tag champs. and we're going to have a new, a new undisputed champion in Cody Graves.
I mean, you thought that Edge was going to win a couple years ago, and Roman Reigns still won. So, I don't know.
That's true, but I think the Roman Empire has finally come to an end. What? That's right. I said it. So
there you go.
Hi-o. Anyhow.
You want to get to the news?
Yeah. Well,
actually, you know what? What else did, what did you do this weekend? Never ask you.
I watched wrestling, but also I did a little grilling, grilled some hamburgers. Monday night, I grilled a steak. I haven't had a steak in a while, probably since Christmas. And it was so good. It was a porterhouse. a ribeye. It was a ribeye is what it was. And it was so good. Cost me like $30, but damn, it was awesome.
I was about to say, yeah, I'm gonna have surgery tomorrow, so okay. I've been. Don't mention food to me because I might end up putting my head through a wall.
What's going on?
I'll
tell me later.
Yeah, I'll tell you later.
All right. Well, then I'll share
it's something. Nothing serious.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll share something with you and for all of our fans to hear, right? So, I just recently got back from Disney World, right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, my brother-in-law contacted me and he said, "Did you have a good time?" I said, "Yes, I did." He said, "Would you like to go again?" I said, "Yes, I would." He said, "Well, you lose some weight and we'll go again." So, I'm going to go back on my diet hardcore because I have to lose a certain amount of weight. I have until October before he can cancel the plans. So he's going to make some plans. Don't lose the weight by October. We're going to cancel the plans. So,
Well, I mean, yeah, you have 9 months to get your ass in shape.
Well, even longer, because if I've already lost the weight, we're going to continue with the plans, and so I'll still have from October to February to keep going. So I have a year, a little under a year. So, but he wants me to do it for my health, and so so when you said you were going to the doctor tomorrow, I just thought I'd tell you what I got going on, and then
I was about to say I'm doing just the right Guardian of the Galaxy.
Well, you want to hide my luggage?
Let me think about it.
All right. Yeah. Well, there was a couple of hideaway beds in the thing. Like they have two that come out of the walls. Like they used to have one that was a couch, but now the couch folds down while the bed comes out of the wall and lays down. It's awesome.
Mm.
It doesn't have that bar that runs right across your back anymore.
Mm.
Yeah, you'd love it.
I thoroughly enjoyed the discomfort.
Yes. We'll save it for a little bit later, but what I did this weekend, we went and saw Ant-Man twice.
Mm.
And we'll talk about that a little bit later.
Talk about that.
All right. And now...
Now you know
the rest of the story. Stay tuned for news.
So Do you hear they're remaking Hellboy yet again?
Yes, I heard that they were going to do the story Hellboy and the Crooked Man. And I know that they want to, you know, it is a hot franchise, you know, Hellboy, no pun intended. But, you know, Ron Perlman, since he doesn't have anything else going on, has said that he was interested in returning to Hellboy to finish up what they started. You remember Hellboy 2 left with a cliffhanger that Liz was pregnant, and they never finished it. And
hell, bring back Guillermo del Toro.
Well, I think he's really busy now. He's doing his own thing. He's got a show on Netflix, The Cabinet of Curiosities.
Yeah.
And he's doing his own stuff. He's getting nominated for Oscars with his new Pinocchio. Not to be confused with the one Disney put out, but it's just as creepy.
The Geppetto.
Yeah. Guillermo del Toro wanted to do a version of The Haunted Mansion, and for some reason, Disney doesn't care that the fans want to see this. They would rather put out another funny movie that's got Owen Wilson and Tajiri Henson in it. So,
I thought it was Tiffany Haddish.
I can't tell them apart. Who knows? All right. Well, okay. That's worse because I like Tajiri Henson. anyway. So we're going to have another Haunted Mansion movie that's going to bomb, and now I got to wait another 20 years to see another Haunted Mansion movie.
Yeah.
Anyhow. All right. So, yeah. So, yeah, Hellboy. What do you think? Did you saw the David Harbour one, right?
Yeah. I thought it was okay. I mean, it had a lot of gore, and that was welcome.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I really enjoyed the Ron Perlman movies.
Me too. The Ron Perlman movies were more fun, and I like the smoother-looking Hellboy as opposed to the rougher David Harbour Hellboy.
Yeah.
He had a lot of rough edges, and it didn't sit well with me.
Don't get me wrong, I love David Harbour, but I just like the Ron Perlman Hellboy better.
I agree. I'd like to see that. But they are starting from scratch. So it's not even going to be a David Harbour Hellboy anymore. Now it's going to be a different Hellboy. So,
not Ron Perlman.
Not Ron Perlman. Oh. And not David Harbour.
Oh, that shit.
It's going to be Tom Holland.
Mm.
Yeah.
Because he does everything.
Yeah. Or Ben Affleck.
Or Sylvester Stallone.
Hey, you know, just want to let you know that I'm a Hellboy, right? You know? When I grow up, I'm going to be the Hellman. But until that time, you can just call me Hellboy, or you can also, you know, if you're religious, you can call me, you know, Heck Boy. That's cool too. All right. I got the right fist of doom. You should see me in the bathroom.
All right, moving on.
Do you see they just released a new John Wick trailer?
Yes. I saw that when I went and saw Ant-Man.
Have you, other than the first one, have you seen any of the other ones?
The John Wick movies?
Yeah.
I've seen them all.
Oh. What do you think?
I like them. I mean, I thought nobody was better. But John Wick's a lot of fun to watch. You know, it's just 2 hours him killing dudes. It's fun. I like it. Like, you don't have to worry. If you put on a John Wick movie and you wanted to do your taxes or do something, like, you're not going to come up and be like, oh, shit, what did I miss? You know? you're gonna be able to know what's going on every minute.
Yeah, it's kind of like the same with Violent Night.
Yeah, yeah. If you're watching Violent Night, you know you can tell what it's about right from the cover of the movie. You don't have to worry.
Yeah. Well, same with like Nobody, but Nobody was a really good movie.
It was. I liked it. So
it had a lot of heart.
It did.
But the thing with the John Wick movies is I think they're turning into the Fast and the Furious.
Well, they're going to. I think this is. I thought that they were going to wrap it up with part five. They're doing part four, but I thought part five should be the. I mean, who knows with movie studios? They bring that cow out and they get a bucket and they're going to milk that sucker for all it's worth.
I think they're going to suck that tea dry.
That's right. They're going to fill the bucket and then suck the rest. So the rumor was they were going to finish it with part five, but if it makes $2 billion, then, well, we changed our minds. We're going to... Part 10 is where we're going to finish it. Part 10.
Well, speaking of making $2 billion, you know, Avatar is the number one movie. Number three is Avatar The Way of Water in the world.
What's number two?
Endgame.
You know what's weird is that back when Avatar first made $1 billion, like it was like a countdown clock and to $1 billion. And then Endgame came along and it was like a countdown clock to, okay, Endgame officially beat Avatar. And then Avatar re-released and it made just enough money to become number one again. I don't know who's going to see this Avatar 2 because you don't hear anything about it anymore. It's still sitting in the theaters, you know, collecting money. But, you know, if this would have been any other time in history, it would have been out of the theaters by now, with 20 other movies, and it still would, you know, it wouldn't be making any money. But because there's nothing else to see right now, it's still making money. And I guess it must be like Japanese, you know.
James Cameron, he has longevity. Remember when Titanic came out? It didn't make a lot of money, but it made $20 million for like 20 weeks or something like that.
Yeah. Leo DiCaprio was so hot at the time that there was droves of teenage girls going to see Titanic every weekend that would bring it up that it was because Leo DiCaprio was in it that it made so much money. And then Avatar was so new that it made so much money. And I have no idea who's going to see this new one. But
Avatar is number one, Endgame 2, Avatar, Way of Water is 3. Titanic's 4. James Cameron has a strong. James, you shut up. James Cameron has a stranglehold on the top of the box office.
I think before they unleash this new Avengers movie, you know, it's supposed to come out in what, 2 years from now?
Yeah.
Before it comes out, they need to re-release Infinity War and Endgame. Any movie that would pass up Titanic and Avatar and just release those movies just long enough to become number one again, and then you could pull it.
Well, I was about to say, I don't think Disney gives a shit about it because they own both franchises.
Yeah, Disney doesn't care who's number one because, they got it all. They got Avatar and they got Marvel and everything else. That's awesome.
Better keep making money.
Right. Put you back in the pit. So say if a girl is
there we go.
She's giving a BJ.
Sure.
You just contacted a venereal disease.
Yeah.
But you're about to pop. Here's what you say. Do you get that?
Yeah. Wow. You went a long way for that one.
I did. Woo. I didn't do my cardio today. Yeah, that took it all out of me.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Yep.
Hit it.
Well, it's time once again, as it is, my friend. It's time for Mama BJ. We'll give you all the news in the MCU, and then we'll be on our way. We got the Savage Hulk and the Mighty Thor, and when we get done, our mouth will be sore. Here it is, and here it comes. This is my BJ. Hey, you said you didn't do your cardio, but I saw the video of you were you didn't skip leg day. How much weight did you have on that on the machine when you were doing the weights?
That was 648 pounds.
Oh, I wonder why my shoulders are.
Oh, right. You gotta go whoop her ass.
I'm thinking about it.
Well, that's really good. Congratulations. That's
out. So anyways, we'll talk on the movie that we're talking about. You were talking earlier, but did you know they pushed back the Marvels?
I saw they released the poster for it, and then they pushed it back.
And,
which doesn't make any sense. But
yeah. Well, I mean, I didn't even see Ms. Marvel, so.
Well, that'll give people time to catch up, maybe.
You watched Ms. Marvel, right?
I did.
Do you like it? Or?
Yeah, it wasn't terrible, but Hawkeye is still probably my favorite.
Mm.
And Moon Knight,
of course.
Of course.
You know what it's going to be? What's moving its lot?
No.
The movie we were just talking about, Haunted Mansion.
Oh, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
What day does that come out?
July 17th, I believe. Yep.
So then when did Marvel get pushed back to? December?
November.
So close.
November 11th, I think.
Okay. Very good. Very good.
I mean, I'm not going to lose any sleep. I don't even know if I'm going to go see it. Because I wasn't that big of a fan of Captain Marvel.
Well, I'm going to go see it because it's a Marvel movie. I liked Captain Marvel. And I thought the movie was good. I liked the character. But we'll see. I mean, it's not a strong property. I mean, if you say you want to go see Captain Marvel, people are like, huh? What? But you say Spider-Man, you got a riot on your hands on the 4th of July.
Well, Captain Marvel, it did make $1 billion, though.
Yeah, because they said, if you don't go see this movie, you won't know what's going on in Endgame. Yeah. Turns out, I totally could have figured out what was going on in Endgame.
Yeah.
Like, oh, look, it's Captain Marvel. Okay. Next.
It's the same reason why I went to see the first Black Panther.
Yeah. It was the
last movie before Infinity War. And they didn't reveal anything.
No, sadly, no.
No. But it was pretty good, though.
Yeah, it was.
Killmonger stole the movie.
He did. Killmonger and M'Baku are probably my favorite parts of Black Panther.
Yeah. And then, of course, Namor rocked all kinds of ass.
That was great. It was great. I'm looking forward to seeing some more Namor and see what happens with his character. And I watched the making of Wakanda Forever, and they shot a lot of scenes underwater. Like, I thought it was all digital, and it wasn't.
Hmm.
The guy that plays Namor, he was able to hold his breath for 5 minutes underwater.
Ooh, good Lord.
Yeah. And the girl that was his, like, second in command, the trainer is like, we had her at 8 minutes. And he's like, I'm pretty sure if we would have kept another 2 weeks, she could have held her breath for 10 minutes underwater.
Mm.
I was like, wow, that's crazy.
You can do it. Girl can do it.
Don't talk. Not during the Marvel BJ.
Oh, you brought your mom in on the BJ? Wow.
Yeah. Tell mom.
Second person.
Well, they're not planning on doing any Namor movies by themselves, right?
No, nothing is planned right now.
Because it's owned by Universal, right?
It is. It's kind of, well, it might have fallen back under the Marvel brand. It was in that weird space where Hulk was, but because Universal made a movie, they still have, because of the TV show, they still have rights to the Hulk. But I think the Namor rights fell back to Marvel.
Mm. I'm thinking he'll show up in Fantastic Four.
I'm sure he will. Because, you know, like we talked about before, it started out, he kidnapped Sue Storm, and because he was so in love with her. And then later on in the comics, she does kind of, like, you know, get brainwashed and kind of fall for him a little bit. And then she changes her mind when she remembers what Stretcho can do.
She's like, oh, I'm so enamored by your dad bod.
She's like, I like your dad bod, but you know what Mr. Fantastic can do? Yeah, buddy. They don't call him Mr. Fantastic for nothing. In the bedroom. Yeah.
I got you.
Okay. Anyway. Okay, so they were talking about, somebody was talking about how, you know, they're pushing everything back, but that they could introduce Dr. Doom in Agatha, Coven of Chaos.
That would be cool.
But yeah.
Is Dr. Doom the new Mephisto?
No, well, I think so, but I believe Dr. Doom is becoming the new Mephisto. But it was
like how we always said.
Yeah, like they were expecting Mephisto to show up in WandaVision, and then they were expecting Mephisto to show up, you know, in Loki, and then they were expecting him to show up every week. It was supposed to be Mephisto, but in this instance, both of them make sense. Because, you know, they would have to go back and they have to go back, you know, in time. But so Agatha did. So Dr. Doom's mom's name is Cynthia, right?
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't Cynthia Doom. It was Cynthia something else. But she was being trained by Agatha in a coven, and so she had magic. She knew magic, and she had to, I believe she pleaded with Mephisto for like the release of her father. So that's how they're connected. But then Cynthia meets, Mr. Doom, and they get married and they have Victor in Latveria. And so, you know, and then she kind of teaches Victor magic. So he knows a little bit of magic, but he also knows how, you know, technical wizard. So in a way, it would make sense. It's kind of a long way to get there, but it would definitely be beneficial. It would definitely make the show, you know, like, why would you have just a show surrounded by this one character? But then when you introduce a character with this magnitude, it all makes sense.
I don't want to be bad news.
Yes.
I don't think they're going to introduce a big villain in a TV show.
You're probably right, but that would have been great.
I mean, Mephisto is going to be in Agatha.
Yeah, probably. But yeah, they probably, I mean, well, everybody's announcing, they're like, oh, they're like, with the introduction of, you know, such and such in Ant-Man, this could be setting up Secret or Civil War 2. And I'm like, there's no way they're setting up Civil War 2 because they haven't even got to the new Secret Wars, and they're canceling, you know, they're pushing back Nova plans. So there's no way they're setting up Civil War 2. Get a grip.
Okay, so yeah, let's talk about Ant-Man.
Yeah. All right, spoilers, everybody. This is the mucho spoiler Ant-Man review. Yeah. All right.
Mucho
spoilers.
What do you think?
You know what? The critics say they hated it, but I thought it was really good. I liked it. I saw it twice. This is the 31st movie from Marvel, and so there's 31 flavors. And Baskin Robbins always finds out. Now they said that this movie wasn't as funny or as fun as the other two Ant-Man movies, but I disagree. I thought that even though it was a more serious tone, that there was still a lot of comedy there.
Yeah, it was good.
It was a lot of like Guardians of the Galaxy type comedy, you know, because there was a lot of aliens, or, you know, it was a lot of a lot of craziness going on, but it was still a lot of fun. And who would have thought that MODOK would have stole the show? You know? Yeah. Do you agree?
Yeah. Yeah. He was good. Yeah. MODOK was him, Kang, and Michael Douglas. I all enjoyed.
Yeah. Kang he's a great villain. And he's up there with Thanos and Loki, in my opinion, as far as some of the great Marvel villains. And so it's good that he's a good villain, because it looks like he's going to be around for a good portion of the next series of movies.
Yeah. Yeah, like they kill him off, so he's going to be back.
Yeah, he'll find a way. Since the next movie is called Kang Dynasty, I'm pretty sure he's coming back.
That was Rama Tut, right at the end.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was making sure.
And the all mechanical one was what's his name? I want to say Exodus. That's not his name.
But it's the one from the future. It's the king from the far future.
Mm.
The one that they thought Nathaniel Richards was him, but clearly that's not Nathaniel Richards. So they're going a different way. Oh, Lad, Iron Lad.
Iron Lad.
Yeah. Like technically that was Iron Lad.
But the entire movie I loved.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And I think Mom will really enjoy it when it comes out on Blu-ray.
Or Disney Plus.
Oh, right. It'll probably be on Disney Plus in a couple of weeks. So,
yeah.
Enjoy. Yes.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's not making the money that they hoped, but I was like, it's Ant-Man though.
It made over $100 million in 3 days, so I don't know what what they're talking. The critics are like, oh yeah, the movie bombed. Why? Because it only made $100 million in a weekend. Come on.
Yeah.
Give it a chance.
Like. Yeah, I'm sorry. Everything is not Avengers Endgame.
Yeah, and people, I don't know. I think it's just cool to crap on Marvel right now, and so people are jumping on the bandwagon. Where us, we embrace Marvel and we take it into our mouth every week.
Ayo,
that's right. Give me that. Give me some more Marvel.
Yeah,
there we go.
Scrape off. Just spread on my chest.
Scrape off that smegma. Give me that Marvel. Woo!
Smegma.
Yeah. Yeah, but Kang was a heavy hitter, and the introduction of Cassie. You know, the good thing is when Mom watches this movie, she'll fall asleep before they get to the quantum realm, and then when she wakes up, they'll be back. So it's like she never missed anything.
And plus, Michelle Pfeiffer was gorgeous.
Yeah, and she did a really good job. I think she even had a couple of jokes. When they were sitting around having pizza, like she made a couple of jokes. So
yeah. There was one Michael Douglas when he was talking. He's like, "This place is so beautiful." And he's going on, and he goes, "Holy shit, is that guy Broccoli?
Yeah. That was funny. That was good. I like it. Yeah. Lots of fun. Good job, man.
So, final score, what would you rate this?
Let's see. I would go 8 8 out of 10.
Mm, that's fair. I'd do that.
Yeah, 8 out of 10.
Yeah.
With Endgame, the original Iron Man, and Winter Soldier and Ragnarok being 10s, I'd give it 8 out of 10.
Not even the first Avengers, though?
Oh, the first Avengers is up there, yeah.
Oh.
But, like, also Endgame and Infinity War are 10s. Age of Ultron, after you watch it again, I'd give it an 8. Maybe a 7. I don't know. It grows. Age of Ultron will grow on.
The low tier Marvel movies, like Eternals. Yeah,
with Eternals and Captain Marvel being like ones. Maybe Thor the Dark World being a 2. But yeah, so yeah, I'd probably give it an 8.
Yeah, that's a fair score.
Yeah. So, I liked it. I saw the preview for the Guardians of the Galaxy while I was watching Ant-Man, and oh, it looks like fun, and everybody dies. That's what it looks like.
You, You didn't see it before?
Well, they showed one. I've seen one preview, but then the new where it shows, I think it was the Super Bowl one, where she's talking and he's like, you know, Gamora's like, it sounds more like her, and talking about Nebula. And he's like, and she's like, oh, don't bring me into this. And he's like, well, you know, got beautiful eyes. And she's like, my father plucked them out. And he's like, well, he put in a really pretty set.
Yeah, Guardians. Yeah, I think most Guardians are going
to. Yeah, probably. Probably Quill and Gamora, or I don't know, just because. And Drax, probably Rocket.
I really hope not Rocket, because I really like Rocket.
Yeah, it's I'm afraid they're really gonna end this thing. I mean, they'll make room for a new group of people, but
yeah, they'll do it like a new part.
Yeah,
and. Adam Warlock looks fantastic.
He does. He looks good, and he's probably not going to do much, but it'll be fun to see him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not wearing his red cape, though.
Is he not?
No. The shots that I seen, no, he wasn't wearing.
Nah, they'll put those in post.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because Marvel does, they do a lot of stuff and they don't have it in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, they play peekaboo.
So are we done with this week's BJ?
I think so. I think so.
Okay. Thank you, Sal.
All right. RBJ, we give you all the news in the MCU, and now we're on our way. We talked to She-Hulk and the Mighty Thor, and now we're done and our ass is sore. That was it, this is that. That was RBJ.
As per tradition on this show,
we like to tell you who died this week.
Yeah.
So we give you a bunch of fun news, and we give you everything in Marvel, and then we tell you who's dead.
Yeah.
Always end on a high note.
Yeah.
That's right.
Richard Belzer.
Yeah, the Belz. Are you familiar with Richard Belzer?
I know he's on Law and Order.
Richard Belzer was on Law and Order. He was a comedian. He was a New York style comedian. He passed away at 78. And Belz always, he was really good with working a crowd when it came to his comedy. He would do a lot of jokes about him being a self-deprecating Jew, but mostly he would talk to people in the audience, and he was able to be so quick that he could get a lot of laughs just by working the audience. And therefore, he didn't really have to write bits. Every act was different because he would just do crowd work. So that was what was unique about Richard Belzer. He was on the Howard Stern show and doing this classic, you know, where he was one of those guys that they talk about something and he'd just go, yeah. And Barry Levinson heard him on the show and said, that is Detective Munch. And so they put him on one of the shows. And then when they went to do a special victims unit, they made him like the star, one of the stars of the show. So he was Detective Munch on the show when he finally retired. He used to have a show in the 80s called Hot Properties. Have you heard of this?
It's like a talk show.
Yeah, kind of. It was kind of like MTV Remote Control or something like that. But he had Hulk Hogan and Mr. T on one time.
Yeah, have you heard the WrestleMania one?
Yeah, have you heard the story?
Not like before.
Okay, so Hulk Hogan's on there. They're talking about WrestleMania. Vince has soaked all of his money into this thing, and Richard Belzer starts saying, "Well, wrestling's fake, right?" And Hogan's like, no, it's not fake. And he's like, Hogan's like, let me put you in a chin lock. So he gets Belzer and he puts him in a chin lock, and it turned into like a sleeper hold, knocks Belzer out. Hogan lets go of him. Belzer drops to the floor, hits his head on his own show, cracks his head open, had to get 9 stitches. And he sued the WWF. He sued Hulk Hogan, and he sued Mr. T, and he was suing him, and he wanted $5 million. He did not get $5 million. Instead, he got $400,000. He used the money to build a house in France, which he named Shea Hogan.
That's funny.
Because the money paid for the house, you know what I mean? So the name of his house was called Shea Hogan.
That's funny.
Yeah. So that is a true story. And
Mr. T, he didn't do any of it.
No, but Mr. T was on the show. And at the time, Mr. T was one of the biggest stars in the world. So Belzer was going to try and sue as many people as he could to get as much money as he could, because he was wanting to build a house in France.
Mm. Well, you're about to say, because he is Jewish.
Because he was a Jew. That's right. Well, that's the thing. Okay, so he was telling the story to Howard Stern years ago, and he goes, so Hogan puts me in a chin lock, which is what they call choke the Jew lock, is what it's actually called, choke the Jew lock. So, and he did. Hogan choked the Jew. So he passed out. So that's what you do, choke the Jew lock. So I had heard that story on the Stern show years ago, and I never forgot it. But also, sometimes to this day, I still find myself doing the Richard Belzer. Yeah. Okay, so.
Didn't we do that with Anae one time?
Yeah, and she beat the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so. Gilbert Godfrey is in the hospital and he's dying. And Howard Stern goes to visit Gilbert Godfrey. He's sitting there and Belzer walks in. And Belzer sits, he goes over and he's like, "Hey, Gilbert, how you doing?" And he's like, "I'm dying." Belzer's like, "Oh, that's too bad." And he sits down in the chair and he pulls out the paper. He sits there and he reads the entire newspaper. When he's done, he gets up and puts the newspaper under his arm. He walks over to Gilbert. He's like, "I hope you get well soon." And he leaves.
That's weird.
That's weird. Yeah, he didn't even read it to Gilbert. He just sat there and read it in the room. So... But yeah, Richard Belzer, 78, big bucket of win for a comedian that, if it wasn't for SVU, who would have known, right? But I don't know. Except for me. But.
Yeah.
Anyhow, also, what else you got?
Nothing.
Raquel Welch passed away.
Mm.
Raquel Welch was 82 years old. She was a 60s sex symbol. She was in a movie, Fantastic Voyage. She wore barely anything, a movie called 1 Million Years B.C. And it was that picture that they hung on the wall in Shawshank where there was a cave girl on the wall. And and that was Raquel Welch. And so if you ever watch Shawshank Redemption, she's got a big part in there covering up the Andy's escape hole, which is also what they used to call my butt.
Hey, yo.
All Anyway.
Andy's the escape hole.
Yes.
You good?
I'm good. You good?
We'll set it up for
another time. We could talk about it now before it happens, but yeah, I read that Bruce Willis has a worsening condition, and he's in early stages of dementia.
Is that true, Gail?
What?
He's in the first stages of dementia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, he's either doing this because he is really sick, or he's just trying to forget that he made A Good Day to Die Hard. It is too bad, though. You know, Bruce had a huge career, and he did a lot of great things. And it's sad, you know, like when you hear about him and Michael J. Fox, you know, and how sick they are, and that they're not able to do what they love. And it's heartbreaking, but.
Yeah, it's terrible.
But he had a really good life. So when something does happen to him, I just hope he knows that we will all miss him. And every Christmas, we will celebrate Bruce Willis.
Here, here.
Yeah, that's right. You good?
You good? I'm good.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us for this edition of Morning Woodruff. And you can catch every Tuesday-ish morning around this time. And you can find us, if you're listening to us, you're probably listening to us on Spotify or through the Anchor app. And you can also find us on Apple Music, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and... If you see us on YouTube or Facebook, subscribe to us, like us, and tell your friends. And if you don't have any friends, go make some in a lab. And until next week, enjoy your coffee and take care of each other.
See you later, guys.